Good morning again. So on this Thanksgiving Sunday, we receive advice from the Apostle Paul through Scripture. 1 Thessalonians is one of the seven undisputed letters of Paul himself. He wrote the faith communities he had started to give advice or direction as to how to live, follow, and worship Jesus. And sometimes there was a back and forth. A letter was written to Paul, and he wrote back to the faith community. This scripture is part of a full list. The Apostle Paul love lists. You think that Santa was the first to do the naughty and nice list. Well, Paul had the good list and the bad list. And so this is the list of good things. I'm going to read verse 12 through verse 22 in chapter 5. But we appeal to you, brothers and sisters, to respect those who labor among you and have charge of you in the Lord and admonish you. Esteem them very highly in love because of their works. Be at peace among yourselves. And we urge you, beloved, to admonish the idlers, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with all of them. This is just halfway through the list. It's quite a list, right? Can we do all this today? Can we be a part of living this way? See that none of you repays evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It goes on. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise the words of prophets, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good and abstain from every form of evil. The list, the good list, the way Paul is asking and expecting his faith community to live and our faith community to live today. These are the way we can live together in a Christ-like manner. So all we need to do is just do this. So how about we focus just on the three verses, our scripture for today. First, rejoice always. How do we do this when life isn't always something to rejoice about? Well, one of my favorite TV shows had this a scene where there was a man cooking breakfast. He made his breakfast, he put it on a plate, and then accidentally his plate fell to the ground, the plate fell up, broke apart, and his food was all over the floor. And so he didn't get mad, he just got up and he walked out, and the next scene was him at a restaurant eating his breakfast. And at the restaurant, he was taken by the waitress. He really kind of had a crush on her, so he struck up a conversation with her. Well, cut to the end of the episode. They fell in love. They didn't get married yet. Jim says they got married. They didn't get married yet. But the last scene of this episode is the broken plate put together and framed on the wall. Find joy in the brokenness. Or maybe find hope in what may become joy-filled. We choose to find joy and rejoice. We all have problems, issues, health concerns, traumas of the past or present. Our friend Mamie and I were talking about this earlier this morning, about how everyone has something. I know you might be surprised by this, but rumor has it that perfect people with no problems come to church. Does that sound right? Many times we, churchgoers, we come to church and we put on a show or maybe a mask, acting like everything's okay, or we don't attend to worship if we're having a bad day or a bad week, because we don't want to let people know our lives aren't perfect. But I have a secret to tell you. No one in this church is perfect or has a perfect life. No one, including me. To rejoice always or rejoice does not mean we always have a smile on our face or every moment is without pain or struggle, but an underlying center or maybe a reboot factory setting is joy, is our joy. So please know, God is not pulling the strings or making your life good or your life bad. Adam Hamilton has an excellent chapter on this in his book, Half Truths. Even though we might think that God is pulling the strings, God is not. Yet, God is always with us. So we choose to rejoice because we have Jesus, we have God, we have the Holy Spirit. We choose to rejoice because our faith tells us to have hope and to believe better things are yet to come. And when we do not feel we are able to rejoice, our scripture today, verse 17, tells us to pray continually, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in every situation, because this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, all our problems, hurts, and brokenness are not magically gone, but we live in perpetual hope, because through Jesus, all things are made new. Our brokenness is put back together like that plate that was framed on the wall. Not the way it was, but in a new way. I recently heard this song that said something like, I've been broken and put back together, but the cracks in me let your love come in. With Jesus, we are never alone and never without hope or reason to rejoice. One scholar said this, these imperatives, these scriptures, convey a human response toward God. Recognition that God is the source of our joy and our thanksgiving. You may or may not know this, but I have been accused of being a glass half full person. As Paul reminds his faith community 2,000 years ago and his faith community today, this is how Christ's followers are to interact with each other and with all situations and people. Maybe we are all called to be glass half full kinds of people. You may be asking yourself, how do we tangibly make this shift? Number one, pray continually, pray without ceasing. In addition to that, I have found keeping a gratitude journal to be life-changing. So a gratitude journal is a journal that one keeps and puts three things they are grateful for each day, maybe at the beginning of the day or the end of the day, whenever it fits in. Three things are easy to come up with, right? Easy. So we could say family, cat, dog, right? Easy. But here's the thing. With a gratitude journal, you never repeat. So you have to get more detailed into the good stuff, into what we're really thankful for in a gratitude journal. So instead of saying, I'm grateful for my family, my cat and dog every day, you might say, I'm grateful that my child gave me a hug today. I'm grateful that I went to the movies with my mom today, and get into the deeper stuff each day. So I have found this to be life-changing. Sometimes we feel we need to do things drastically different in church, yet sometimes we just need to be reminded through Scripture as to how to live as Christ followers. Paul's faith community 2,000 years ago struggled with how to live faithfully. This is nothing new for human beings or faith communities today. So let us be reminded of our calling. Rejoice always. Pray continually. And give thanks in every situation, because this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Amen.